Chapter 10. The next morning, Reggie woke early. She sat up in her bedroom on the third floor of Harrowsfield and shivered. This part of the house was never heated. She looked out the window. The rain had passed, and she thought she could actually see some sunlight breaking through the cloud cover. She washed her face with water from the tap, changed into sweats and sneakers, left the mansion through the rear, and started her run. 5 miles later, sweaty and her lungs percolating nicely, she returned to the house. The smells of coffee brewing and bacon and eggs cooking drifted out from the kitchen. She quickly showered, endured the last minute of rinsing with only cold water as the old pipes muttered and clanked in protest of their usage. She changed into jeans, flats, and a black V-neck sweater, with a white tee underneath, and headed downstairs. There sometimes could be as many as 20 people at Harrisfield, though today she knew the number was closer to 10, some of them historians doing research in the library, or in a set of offices set up on both the main and second floors. Their one goal was to identify the next monster the team would go after. There were linguists immersing themselves in some language from lands where a new evil lurked. Still, other researchers were poring over old cable communications, pilfered diplomatic records, and handwritten accounts of atrocities smuggled out of third world countries. The task was harder now, she knew. The Nazis had been meticulous record keepers. Subsequent sadists, operating in many different places, weren't nearly as accommodating in leaving a trail of their pervasive wickedness. Mallory had used great care in vetting all of the people who worked here. There was no formal recruitment, of course. One couldn't put an advertisement in the paper seeking justice-minded vigilantes comfortable with killing folks who desperately deserved it. In her case, Mallory had sought Reggie out at university where he was a visiting scholar. After a month-long courtship of sorts, he'd broached the subject of bringing to justice Nazis who'd fled Germany before the fall. When she'd enthusiastically agreed with the goal, he'd gone a bit further, finally ending with the theoretical possibility of saving the world the price of a trial by also playing the role of executioner. More months had passed while he allowed her to stew on that. When she'd voluntarily returned to him with more questions, he'd answered them, to a certain extent. When he could sense her commitment deepening, he'd let her meet with some other folks. Whit was one, and Liza another. Another month passed, and then Mallory brought her some news clippings of an old man who'd been found slain in his lavish home in Hong Kong. Though it had never been made public, Mallory told her that the fellow had been identified as a former concentration camp commander and one of Heinrich Himmler's right-hand men. They had talked long into the night of the ethics involved in such an action. It was never explicitly said, but Reggie suspected that the professor and other people she'd met through him had been behind the killing. By then, she desperately wanted to be part of it. It was only then that he had brought her to Harrisfield. She went through an array of tests to determine if she had the psychological makeup to be a member of the group. She passed that barrier easily enough, demonstrating a rigid coldness that surprised even her. Next was physical fitness. A fine athlete, she was pressed to levels of strength and endurance she never knew she possessed. Her lungs near collapse, she willed her battered body over treacherous terrain she didn't realize existed in the bucolic English countryside. To his credit, Whit Beckham was next to her every step of the way, though he'd already endured this when he first signed up. After that was the specialized training, weapons, martial arts, and survival skills in myriad challenging conditions. In the classroom, she learned how to research a target and study their background to gain valuable intelligence. She was taught foreign languages and how to lie with aplomb, how to act out roles and discern when other people were doing the same. She came to learn how to trail someone so stealthily that they would only know they were being followed when she walked up to them. These and dozens of other skills were drilled into her to such an extent that she no longer had to think about them.